And away we go. Here we are, a new venture, podcasting. Now, it's very interesting because this podcast is airing live over the radio for the first episode. Now, I don't know that that'll happen every week because of the people we have joining us, but the first episode right now is live over the radio, live here in Marion, Ohio, being broadcast over WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. But this podcast will be able to be heard on YouTube, this episode, and all the others that follow, one per week until the end of time. Now, the name of the podcast is Paper Rings, which we're going to talk about right off the bat. But I do have two people here. Now, I am the moderator of this particular podcast. Now, the two co-hosts of this podcast, host and moderator, yeah. So we'll turn on the mics now, and we have Abby Croman and Michelle Whitaker. So say hello.
Hello.
More than that, now Abby's been on before.
Yes.
And she's called in many, many times with not much to say, but you've called in.
I've called in having to defend myself
not
about
really.
99% of the time.
Tell people.
Actually, that's the only reason I've ever called in is to defend myself.
tell people at home and tell people who might be listening on YouTube about yourself.
Well, that's not...
I thought you were giving us a synopsis.
Oh, right. You want me to do that?
Yeah, like you straight up just put us on the spot.
Well, no, this is how podcasting goes.
Oh.
Yeah. It's very spur of the moment.
What do I say about myself?
Do you want me to describe you?
Actually, yes.
All right.
I do.
Abby is ultra competitive.
Stop.
And very hair trigger attitude.
What is that?
Hair trigger attitude.
What's hair trigger?
What is hair trigger?
Like anything like- sets you off. Like you came in tonight with a red face, angry.
Okay, because why?
We didn't get the crazy bread.
Well, first of all, I didn't get the crazy bread. And second of all, because you had nothing else to do when we left our last place.
I had to come here and get ready.
No.
I did.
No.
I had to come in and spray.
You didn't spray enough.
I sprayed.
It took 12 seconds.
So, hair trigger attitude, overly competitive, and complicated.
Here's the thing. You're the only person on earth that would like describe me with those things.
You just asked me to describe you.
Okay.
Now you don't want me to describe you.
Okay.
That's my perspective.
That's perspective.
That's perspective.
Sure.
Yeah. So you good?
Yeah. That does not describe me at all, but I'm good.
Go ahead. Describe yourself.
Oh. Sweet and funny
and
likable and fun.
Giving.
Yes, Scott.
She brought me a Coke slushie.
And Scott a Diet Coke today.
You did. You
and
did.
Pizza requested by Scott for the podcast.
I appreciate that.
After I had to wait in line for 35 minutes, you should appreciate it.
Have you ever gotten a gift from somebody and then they complained about having to go get the gift?
This is not a gift. It was like your compensation for doing the podcast with us or something. I don't
even
know.
Is that what this is?
I feel like
Man, I'm going to need more money than that.
It's like holding a ransom or something. I don't know.
You got me a $5 pizza. Mm-hmm. I know those pizzas are $5. You spent $5.
I did, but on the Diet Cokes and everything else, plus my time.
Oh, well, that's invaluable.
It was totally invaluable.
All right, Michelle, tell us about yourself.
I thought you were going
to do me to do yours? Okay, I can do yours too. All right. I'm doing a lot of heavy lifting here tonight.
That's right. And then do we get to describe Scott?
No. See, that's what a moderator does. I keep the thing flowing. Now, Michelle is the nice one, the kind one. You are always nice and always kind. You always have nice things to say about other people. You're creative and always fun to talk to.
I make a mean Valentine.
You do. You were making Valentines yesterday out of construction paper and Sharpies and all those things. I don't know your heavy-duty flaws.
It was very therapeutic.
Was that wrong? Was that synopsis wrong? Were you okay with that
Michelle's
one?
No, Michelle's the sweet one.
Okay, there you go.
Ugh.
I did it.
Just one time. I just don't want to be the sweet one.
You want to be the ultra competitive
hair trigger attitude? I don't even have a hair trigger attitude. I have no attitude. What is that? Is that from 1952? Where did you pull that term out of?
1952.
I think this tablecloth's from 1952.
No.
Yes.
It's Christmassy.
It is.
It's very Christmassy.
But it's February.
Holly and berries.
February.
No.
Okay.
I listened to this radio.
I know. Yeah. I do too.
I listened.
I practice saying it in my car too.
It's February.
No,
February.
Scott, you don't say it like that.
That's how I say it.
Never.
I do. February.
What?
Because it's F-E-B-R-U-A-R. Yeah, February.
February.
No.
I looked up the history of it, but I can't remember.
And also forgetful. But this is what we're going to do. We're going to have discussions, spine-tingling discussions like this for an hour. And this will keep us thriving forever. Now, the title is Paper Rings. Now, how did that come about, Michelle?
I just like the Taylor Swift song.
It comes from the Taylor Swift song. Yeah. Yep. Now, this spurs off into an interesting discussion because we were discussing earlier, do girls really care about the rings? This is not a guy question. Do girls want the engagement rings? Do they want the diamond? Do they want a big wedding ring? And I said, I believe they do. And you said...
No.
No.
Well, I don't.
That you would marry somebody for paper rings, with paper rings.
I wouldn't care. It didn't
matter. No, I wouldn't care either. I agree with that.
It didn't care.
I 100% agree.
I don't believe that for a second.
Why?
Out of you. Because I know how you are.
I am so... That is not even my thing like that. It's not.
What is your thing?
I would rather have a sentimental, like something that was...
I'm not, I don't need to be like flashy or like diamondy or anything like that. That's totally
so
not
if
me.
Somebody showed up to propose to you with a paper ring, you'd be totally fine.
If they had thought it out and it was like,
yes,
like from their heart. Yeah, of course.
You know, you have to be honest.
I am 100%.
When you're doing a podcast. You know, if you're going to come on here and lie,
I don't know
that we can continue on.
You have said you're going to put me on the, you know, lie detector test how many times?
I wish I had a polygraph.
I would absolutely do it. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that...
Well, now, do you believe this? Do you believe that she would not like a nice ring?
I don't think she... She doesn't
Hold
wear
your
a
hand
lot
up.
Of jewelry.
Hold your hand up. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, I have an amazing ring, but that's
I have
not
a nice
even
ring
the point.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just saying...
I was given it. I didn't ask for it. I wasn't like, go buy me a big diamond.
No, but in today's time...
I swear, it would not matter.
See, girls say that...
I didn't want to have a big wedding either.
Well, that's different. I think that's maybe a shyness thing.
No.
Money thing.
Yeah, money thing.
I would
agree
with that. But what I'm saying is I do think that it does matter because when the marriages are over, then you can pawn the ring for a lot.
No.
Well, most people don't go into marriage thinking that the marriage is going to fail.
Oh, don't they?
That's true.
Just the people around them think that it's going
to
fail.
Make sure I get a big ring so I can pawn it or cut it in half to make little diamond earrings or a pendant on a necklace.
Now, you know, darn,
south.
The guy does not get back the ring. That never happens.
It does.
I think it does
happen.
No. Only if the girl's throwing it at him as he's going out the door.
It happens.
So you've had this happen.
It does happen.
You've had this happen?
Yes.
Okay. You gave back the ring?
Yes. It wasn't a big ring, though. It was a little ring.
Is that why you chose the person you did?
No.
He gave too small a ring.
She didn't care about the ring.
Ring size mattered.
No.
It doesn't.
It's about the sentiment.
You know, the girls say that, but this is why jewelers are in business, because they want...
I'm sure there's some people that if you buy the wrong ring...
When I got this ring, we hadn't even discussed rings. Not one time. Not once ever. One time. Never.
This isn't a personal affront.
No, I understand, but whatever.
What'd you say? What was that?
And she's laughing. She gave me the face like, yes, it was.
I'm sure there are girls...
Are you lying again?
...that do care about the ring.
No! What would I have to lie about it for?
I'm sure there's actually guys that care about the ring. Because I'm sure there's some guys that would, like, want to buy the biggest ring or...
Sure.
I guarantee there are guys out there that would be like, look at the ring I got that I can afford. It's like an ego.
Okay, well, this is an interesting thing. I didn't think we'd go in this direction, but this is fascinating because...
Is this what paper rings is about?
This is what paper rings is about.
Okay.
This is episode number one.
She would marry him with paper rings.
Paper rings.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. What's the other verse? It's an there's an interesting verse there. Something about the day we went from friends to this something?
Hold on.
There's something like that in the song.
Okay.
Yeah.
We need to know the words?
Maybe.
Oh.
But the place I was going with that was a lot of people, the only time the guy cares about the ring is when he marries the girl, and she better have that ring on when she's going out to the bar or party without him, because it's like a...
But how do you know this? Is this your like personal feeling?
That's what I've seen in life.
But is this what you like feel like?
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
So you don't need the ring?
I've never bought a ring.
Oh.
Never.
This will definitely be a topic for another podcast.
No, I've never bought a ring.
I know. I believe that. I believe mm-hmm. that. Uh-huh.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, the looks I'm getting shot right now.
Why is that funny? I mean, no, I've never bought a ring. I hate to say that, but I haven't.
Oh, okay.
Why not?
Because I don't believe in rings.
Oh. So you'd be fine with a paper ring, too?
I would be fine with no ring at all.
You wouldn't want to wear a ring. A lot of people
No, I wouldn't wear a ring. Because I only wear a watch. That's the only thing I have.
A lot of people don't like to wear rings.
No, I wouldn't wear a ring. No. That's I don't like jewelry in general.
Even if you ever got married, you wouldn't wear a ring?
No.
Really?
Nope.
And you'd probably hide her and keep her a secret forever, too?
Probably.
A lot of guys don't wear rings. My mom didn't wear a wedding ring.
No. Why would anybody wear a ring? I mean, I don't like guys who wear the bracelets. I don't like guys who wear... jewelry is not a thing
okay.
for me.
So why does that have to be a thing for anybody else?
You wear a watch.
A watch. I wear a watch.
That's jewelry.
That's it. Is it?
Yes.
A watch is jewelry?
Yeah.
I don't think that's right.
It's sold at a jewelry store.
No, it's not. not this watch.
Okay.
This came from a different place. But that's... Why did everybody evade the question? The only time the guy wants the ring on the girl is when she's out in, like, public, so this is my thing. You know, don't mess around with my thing. I believe that's why people get engaged anyway.
I don't think so. I don't think so at all.
Oh, was it for love?
That they buy the ring?
Yeah, is that the real reason? I love you, violins playing.
Well, the whole reason why you wear a ring on this finger, right, is because there's a vein that runs, like, from this finger all the way to your heart, or that was, like, the original, like... thought behind it. No, seriously, that was what it was.
What is that?
I swear, look it up. It was truly a thing.
No.
Yes. Originally, I don't even know if it actually is a thing, but like back in the day when they made rings go on that finger was chosen because it was believed that there is a vein that runs from your ring finger all the way to your heart.
I thought there was a vein.
I couldn't make this up. Why would I make that up?
I thought there was a vein in that finger that went to your brain and it kinks it and shuts off the blood flow to your brain. And so you can get married.
Actually, that probably does happen.
I'm sure it does. So...
I'm going to Google it because I didn't just make that up.
Nobody's accusing you of making it up.
Your face just accused me of making it up.
No,
for sure.
I'm just saying that I have problems with what you just said. But it's fine.
You have problems with everything that I
Did
say.
Did anybody ever answer the question, isn't it about marking territory for a guy?
No, I don't think it's about marking
territory. It's not.
They might not say that, but it's true. Take that ring off. Pretend you're going to go out and take it off and purposely leave it in front of them and say, oh, you know what? I'm going out tonight. Boop, take the ring off and lay it down in front of them.
That's just like disrespectful. Like, once you have it and put it on.
If it's not about that?
I don't think it's about that's. No, you're missing the point.
What's the point?
I don't know, but not because it's a thing of taking out. Once they give it to you and you put it on your finger, you can't just take it off and leave it.
Tell me this. What is the point of an engagement ring in general? If you're going to get a wedding ring and that's the ring of forever, why do you even have an engagement ring?
I don't know.
Because you're marking territory. You're saying, this is my intendant.
Here it is. The legend behind it, right? Long ago, it was believed the vein from the ring finger on the left hand was directly connected to the heart. This gave the ring and finger the name of being the love hand and finger and was accepted place to wear wedding rings and later engagement rings. There.
No, tell me the difference between an engagement ring and a wedding ring.
One you wear before you get married?
Why?
Because
I don't know. I don't know who came up with the engagement ring. Was it Jared?
That's right. It was.
He went to Jared.
It was. that's the real reason behind it is you're saying
it was probably
this is
a marketing thing.
No, it's
Valentine's Day.
That is a marketing thing,
right.
But it's that houseplants and Cadbury eggs. That is the craziest thing I've ever heard. What would you like for Valentine's Day?
What's your perspective if you were engaged already and then the female buys their own diamond?
Well, that's fine.
Do you still think they're marking territory?
On themselves?
Well, like, just by buying the diamond.
To say that they're engaged?
Like, they picked out their own ring.
But you have to buy it?
Well, I mean, it's both of you buying it, but you picked it out.
She picks it out.
It wasn't like a big to-do.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. If you wear it, I think it's marking territory. If the guy has some say in it at all, there's some territorial nature to that.
Yeah, you know... Personally, I like
It actually, now that I'm looking it up, it says it originated from a Roman custom which wives wore rings attached to small keys indicating their husband's ownership.
Oh, that's a check mark for me.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I should take off my ring.
Check mark for me.
I don't know about the whole ownership thing, but
I just want to let people, this is how all these conversations will go. I will say the truth. They will tell me I'm wrong for 10 minutes, and then we will look it up and the truth will be out.
I don't think now it's about ownership.
I don't know. I'm sure for some guys it is.
Your eyes, Scott, are just...
Mine was not...
This needs to be videoed.
A like, big I need to-do like... engagement, though. It was very practical and...
All I'm saying is my belief is that the whole thing is a little shaky. That's all.
Well, we bought our rings off of Bill's, his aunt that passed away. And now it, like, kind of reminds me of her when I... Because she helped pick them out, like, when we were at this, jewelry Aww. Store. So now it's like kind of sentimental to me, like she helped pick out our...
But that was many, many years ago.
I know.
Yeah.
She just passed away.
Oh, that is too bad.
Yeah. That is sad. But sweet.
Right. It's nice that she was able to do that. Now it's a memory of her.
Right. I think of her a lot when I'm looking at my rings now.
But you didn't before.
I didn't, but like I always knew she was the one that helped us pick them out, but
remember when
now
it used-
I really like
It used to be a thing.
It's more sentimental because she...
Well, remember when you used to wear like grandma's wedding dress?
Yes.
And there was a family ring that was passed down for wedding rings and engagement rings? That used to be a thing.
I do think about that with my ring to pass it down someday to...
So that's not so territorial.
Our youngest because I don't need to keep my diamond. Like I have my wedding band, so I like my wedding band.
I don't know what's going on over there. It's very worrisome going on over there.
I did wear my sister's wedding jewelry in my wedding.
Did you?
Yes.
Because it was important, sentimental.
Right.
Yeah, sweet.
Yeah, I wore hers. So.
So your feeling is you were wrong.
Yeah, I didn't know the history of that. That's interesting.
Well, I've known that.
I don't know if now, like it said also that the tradition carried on because there's usually a long period between the... engagement.
Oh,
and
you've got to have that
wedding.
You've got to have because that's time to get out. That's called.
But I mean,
it
that's,
overtime.
That's the point of the and that's the first ring. The engagement ring is first because there's a waiting period.
No, I think there are three
that's
rings.
What I said on the internet. The internet's
rings?
Not wrong ever.
Isn't that right?
Two.
Three.
Well, how are
engagement they? Ring, wedding ring, suffering.
Oh, stop.
That's how it works.
You, Scott.
Just this conversation gives me like hives.
I bet it does.
I mean, it really does. I can't take it. It's awful. I don't know why anybody would want to do this.
So, I mean, is this really why Paper Rings is Paper Rings?
I don't know. I didn't come up with that title.
I just like the song.
We just like that it had a lot of different meanings.
But it was a good conversation to have.
Sure.
We killed 20 minutes.
That's right.
What we learned was I was right about rings. You guys were wrong. And it is a territorial thing.
I just still don't think it's territorial.
Whatever you think. But that's the way it is. It's
now
territorial.
Now it's just more like tradition. Back in the day, it might have been territorial. Now it's just a thing.
Why do we have to continue on with traditions that don't mean anything?
I don't think we do, but so well, break it.
Apparently we do.
You don't.
No, I don't do that. No.
Okay,
no,
so no. Then like I don't think everybody has to.
I'm not traditional.
There's people without engagement rings, I'm sure. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because I'm fascinated, for some odd reason, with the whole royal family thing right now.
Yeah.
With Meghan and Harry. Is it? Yeah.
Harry.
Who are living in Canada now. And have
and baby Archie.
Is that what the baby's name is?
Yeah.
Archie? Okay.
Yes.
I'm fascinated because they are on every tabloid, every magazine, every... You can't go to the grocery store or the department store without seeing these two. They're on Facebook all the time. They're on YouTube all the time. And I don't know... What is the fascination with these two people?
I think the royals are fascinating to some people anyway, I think.
Not before this. You didn't ever see them
sure.
on the magazines like
oh,
this.
Oh, the royals are always around.
No.
Yes, you just
only
didn't
when one of them. Only when one of them had a thing.
No, and plus, like, Harry married, you know, an American.
Is that
you know,
what it was?
Ish. Yeah, that's a big deal.
Okay.
And she's, like, biracial.
He's been
and,
in
I mean,
tabloids a long time.
She was an actress.
For partying.
Yeah.
And
yeah, but see, that's a bad. That's
she's
a,
much older than him.
That's a cold prickly.
Cold prickly.
A cold prickly. You want warm fuzzies, that's a cold prickly.
Yeah, but they've always been a big thing. Like, Diana was huge. She was in...
Why? Why did Diana finally... Because she was unhappy. She hated Charles. Charles had a mistress. Then she had people on the side. That's why Diana was in there.
But she also wasn't a royal prior to becoming a royal. There was no, like, weird...
No, she was something, wasn't she?
I don't think so. Because she was like a nanny. She was like a nanny or something.
She was a nanny?
I don't think she was a nanny?
I
swear, do you guys not even pay attention? She was a nanny. Google it.
Gosh, where did you find her at? She was just babysitting somebody?
We're going to have to do fact checks after our podcast.
Yeah, this is not good. Where did you hear she was a nanny?
Listen, I could not make this up. It was.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, no, I didn't. Watch it. Listen, are you Googling?
Yeah.
She was not a nanny.
I'm looking.
What made you think...
Oh, she wasn't a nanny.
For who?
Diana spent time working as a nanny for the Robertsons, an American family living in London. I guess we should have...
So why do you always think that I make stuff up?
But she did have a title, though, didn't she?
No, I don't think that she did.
Maybe they gave her the title, I bet. Like,
she was a duchess.
Like Meghan got the title.
No, she was not a duchess
prior. Yes, she was. She was something. I know she was. Like, what was she?
Really? Just like you knew she was a nanny?
The Princess of Wales. That's what she was.
That's what she was after she got married.
Well, that doesn't matter.
Like, she's the... Duchess of Sussex?
Duchess of Sussex.
That's Meghan.
What does that mean?
But she wasn't that before. Cambridge. They gave them that title.
But she's not that anymore now, because when they left, the Queen said, you're done.
They had to give those up.
You have to give these titles up. You got to give all your money up and all your titles up.
Right. They left.
Why do you think they left? That's the interesting thing. Why did they leave? That's never happened before in the history.
To be happy?
Well, why can't you be happy?
Maybe they cared more about happiness than security.
I think there's a lot of pressure, right?
I mean, like,
doesn't security bring happiness?
Not always. If you're constricted, like,
I think financially they're going to be just fine. Right? They couldn't go anywhere without just. I mean,
I would not want my life under a microscope.
Oh, well, then, good way to do that is to leave the royal family and end up on every tabloid in the world.
But it will die down eventually, right?
I don't know. I think I'd give up being a princess. I'm pretty sure I was like meant to be a princess in the first place.
That marriage is not going to last. I hate to say that.
I think Diana was ready to leave.
Hopefully he doesn't have a lot of resentment after.
He does. I bet he does. He's not showing it now, but here's what happened. This is the conversation that happened. That Meghan, she went up to him and she said, listen,
that
Harry.
Meghan.
Yeah, because she was a little fishy.
Do you know her?
Her family?
I don't think that Harry's mad that he left the royal family. I think
he will be. He's
he
not mad,
though.
But he
was a little rebel anyway.
Have you not watched any of the Netflix
He was ready to,
Disney
like, get out.
No, here's what, no, no.
Where they leave the royal family and they live happily ever after.
Here's what happened. She was getting all these pictures snapped of her and she didn't like it. And she went to him and said, I got to get out. And he said, okay, well, you know, I love you, blah, blah, blah.
That's creepy. If those guys didn't have a camera, that's creepy.
But so he says, guys. I'll leave for you. And so now he did it. But when the money stops coming and people don't care about him anymore and he's not the bad boy anymore.
The queen is still going to fund them. There's like a thing there. She was like telling them how much she's going to give them. So
she's not happy, though. You don't want to tick off grandma.
I agree.
Maybe she, like, do you know?
The queen's mad? Oh, she stripped them. She's the one. She could have left the titles with them.
No, I think they had to be stripped of their titles because they're not fulfilling the royal duties all the time now. They stepped down from their royal duties.
The queen makes that decision, and that's his grandmother, and she wouldn't even let him keep the titles.
Well, maybe her ego wouldn't let him do that.
No, because she said, don't you remember right before Christmas there was a story that they were not even going to show up at her house for the big Christmas party?
Well, we have no idea really
what
happened.
There's friction there.
I mean,
friction.
There probably is, but I mean, you know.
And the queen hated Diana. We know about that. She never liked her. And I don't think the queen likes a whole lot of people, to be honest with you.
Except her little handbag.
Handbag and her little hats. And
those are supposed to be like symbol, like where she places the handbag.
Right, that's
like on her. Yes.
It signals her security.
It signals things.
So if it's like in front of her,
she's done eating.
She's got 80 bazillion guards around her. She needs to signal with her handbag.
Yes.
No. And Scott, the royals are fascinating you, but you know nothing of what we're talking about.
No, they fascinate me because I literally the other night I was in the checkout line and I thought, okay, I'm going to find a magazine that's not covering the royals because every tabloid had their picture on, like all four of the tabloids that are there. And I thought, okay, well, People Magazine's not, bam, up at the top, they're on People Magazine. Us Weekly, whoop, they're right in the corner of Us Weekly. They're on everything.
Did you watch the wedding?
No, why would I do that?
I did. I caught part of it. Yeah.
No.
I didn't watch the whole thing.
I watched it, too.
Why?
Because...
No, I remember this. I remember leading up to the wedding.
I watched Prince Williams arrive.
Too. Right, and Prince Williams too. I think it's a bigger deal. She's on all these American magazines because she was an actress here. Like, I think it's a bigger deal here because she's like,
I interviewed somebody who knew her. Yeah. They said she was okay. But I'm just fascinated on why we're so fascinated with them, because obviously they're moving magazines. They're on every cover.
I think because she's from here.
I mean, I hate to say it. Kobe Bryant dies. He didn't make every cover.
They have a whole SI.
Right, right. But it's a thing.
He was on a lot, though. He was on a lot.
Not like them. And continuously, weekly, every week.
Well, tabloids. I mean, who buys the tabloids? Older people?
I don't know.
I think so.
I don't know. They move things or people wouldn't be talking about them.
I mean, I think an older crowd buys the tabloids.
I can't tell you the last time I bought a magazine, honestly.
Right. That's what I mean.
Yeah, but you're fascinated by them. You got up and watched the wedding.
Older people aren't going to be fascinated by Kobe Bryant. I didn't get up at 4 a.m. and watch it.
Did you?
I didn't get up that early. I just caught it when it was on. I did watch most of it.
Right. Wasn't her father like trying to sell t-shirts or something? And then the queens put a stop to that. She's, you're not even coming to this wedding. You stay home.
Yeah, I think her dad had a lot of unfavorable things to say.
I watched, what's her face? Kate. Is it Kate?
Catherine.
Oh, now I like her. Now, she's married to William.
William's
She'll be the queen one day. No, she won't be the queen, but what do they call that when he becomes king? Because he'll be king. And she'll be what?
I don't know.
Baggage. Not the queen, though, yeah.
She'll be baggage.
She's not the queen, though, right?
Well, that's another she'll be reason. The princess. I mean, he's never going to be king.
Who?
Harry.
No, he wouldn't. So this whole thing of leaving is like a bunch of baloney anyway. Right. What'd he really give up?
He's always been kind of rebellious.
But is that rebellious?
I think he doesn't. I don't think he's into it. I think he's more like his mom. His mom was ready to get away from the royal family. I think he is.
Really?
She was worried.
She absolutely was. Yeah.
No, she was. That Diana. Oh,
she
come
was
on.
Away from the royal.
She loved it. She never saw a camera she didn't like.
Oh my gosh.
She was always in front, writing books and hanging out with all
I
kinds
mean,
of.
Maybe he really is worried about his wife and child.
With right, his mom well, died. That, right?
Always in her face. I would hate that.
So he went to Canada.
People in
because we're
Canada
all safe in Canada.
Nice. She's from Canada.
Right, she lived in Canada. Megan, when
so
she
you know who made that decision? See, there we go. She's leading him around by the nose.
Where else are they going to go? She's going to go around her family
I'd
for a while.
I'd go to Switzerland. There's nothing going on in Switzerland.
But then they can work as actors. She's going to be go back.
He's going to be an actor.
They were talking about doing like voiceover stuff. Yeah.
Oh, that's so. That's no.
It was on.
No, that's like when that. What's her name? Remember when she did the weight loss commercials?
Sarah, Duchess of York?
Yes.
I do remember that.
Boy, that was ugly.
Yeah, that didn't work
out. Watchers. You got the royal family doing Weight Watchers commercials.
Isn't Oprah in charge of Weight Watchers?
No. Maybe now.
She's on Weight Watchers.
All I'm saying is we apparently don't know why the royals are fascinating. That's what we've learned. We don't know why. But they are.
I think it's because we don't have royals here, right? I mean, you know.
Is that it?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, give it a little time. We probably will. Now.
Yeah.
The next subject, which I think is fascinating, is...
Oh, here we go.
This is what a moderator does. Keeps it moving. Uh-huh. Now, because I think this is important, because one of the... Did anybody give the real theme behind this podcast?
Who deemed you moderator again?
Me.
Scott.
Me. Okay, right. Because I control the...
Yellow notepad?
The yellow... White. You thought that was yellow?
It was yellow earlier. I'm just going by.
No, because...
Your texter finger.
My texter finger. See, this is the problem.
You've got a busy first finger.
This is the problem. Well, I can't put a ring on that finger because I'm too busy texting with it. That would get in the way.
Wrong finger.
Not really. But the thing is here, it was explained to me at one point that the point of this podcast is because we're all in different places. You said that.
Yeah, I think we totally are.
But why don't you explain to people what that means? Because if I explain it, you'll say I'm rude and I'm explaining it wrong. No, don't start with me.
You're the same age as us, regardless of how much you want to.
Right, we're all similar to being the same age, but you're like commitment phobe. Like,
now see, now there you go. Hey, start with somebody else.
Nah, you started with me.
No, go ahead.
Uh-uh. What's that?
You.
Me?
Yeah, and signals on radio. Go ahead.
Michelle's married. She's been married for a long time. We're all close to the same age.
How long have you been married? 20?
No.
15?
Been together about 20.
Married 15.
Married almost 15.
All right. So, and I'm what?
You're unmarried.
Oh, let's hear
it. No desire to get married.
You got that right.
Yeah, but don't want to get married.
Nope. Now, let me hear you explain yourself, because I'm going to have to jump in on this one. Go ahead.
What stage are you at? I've been married.
So we've been married. So we've got the never married, and we've got the married for a long time, and then we've got...
I've been married one.
Uh-huh. Was,
yeah, right.
Dive a little deeper.
God, I wish this was not on air live.
This is on the air live right now.
Right, so I can't even use the words with you I would like to.
Well, that'll be podcast number two.
Right, it will be.
Oh, come on, you can't... You called podcast me commitment prohibition.
We'll be a little more colorful.
You can't put me on this... Like, I'm currently engaged. I've been married... previously, like, what? I mean, what do you want? Like, what do you want from me? You want to use the word, Scott?
Yeah, use it. Go ahead. Use it. No. Use it. Do it. Do it. Do it. I like that word.
Oh, the word she used the other day.
Yeah. Go ahead. Do it.
No.
Well, come on. put up or shut up. People want to hear it.
It's, what is the word? I've been married before.
Say the word.
I'm not saying it.
Why can't you say the word?
Because I learned it when I was in college, and it's a real thing. What, Scott?
Say the word. It's not a bad word. You can say it over the air.
Serial marrier?
Serial marrier.
Yes. Now, that's like serial murderer.
Now, folks at home, write this down. Get a pen and paper.
It is a term. Like, am I
serial, serial marrier.
Because, listen.
Serial marrier.
Here it is. Hold on a second.
I mean, Ross from Friends is likable, and he got married 3 times on the show.
He's a serial marrier.
That was his thing.
Getting married?
Yep.
And getting divorced.
Oh, good Lord.
And getting divorced.
So this podcast is made up of a person married a long time with no divorces.
Right.
A person never married with no divorces. Like, and then...
Why are we going to bring this up? Like, why are we going to say it like that?
I'm just telling the truth. I mean, I got to be honest. You got to be honest with a podcasting live audience like this. You can't be phony. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with being married 3 times?
Well, nothing's wrong with it.
Did we say 3 times?
She's only been married twice.
I've been married twice.
Twice.
Oh, but...
Yeah.
It's coming up.
So...
The trifecta.
I don't think there's a plan yet.
You are so difficult.
I'm just telling the truth.
I don't think there's a plan.
You're like, serial marrier, Scott.
Go ahead.
What about it? I Googled it, but...
Go ahead. What's the definition of serial marrier?
I don't know.
I bet your picture's right there.
It's right next to it, actually.
Right next to it, yeah.
Huh.
Go ahead.
That's weird. Hold on a second. It was a thing. In my... Whatever it was in college. It was like a relationships class or something.
Did you miss that class? Were you sick a lot?
No, I was definitely present.
Obviously.
Is serial marriage a problem? I don't know.
Anyway, we know what it means. It means you keep getting married over and over and over. But that's okay.
If I remember the definition correctly, when you're married more than 3 times, you're considered a serial marrier.
So you're about to hit serial marriage.
No, it's more than 3 times. Right?
When you say equal or more than, So you're saying you have to be married four times to be a serial marrier?
Maybe I didn't write the definition.
You called yourself a serial marrier.
I absolutely did not call myself a serial marrier.
I thought you did.
Well,
so anyway, these are the descriptions that we have. We have married a long time, never married, and serial marrier.
Okay.
So based upon that, let's have a topic, and we'll give opinions from different perspectives. There you go.
Exactly.
So what's your topic?
Mine?
Yeah. What do you want to know?
Oh. I don't know.
We need a topic.
We were supposed to come up with that?
Are you the moderator?
Sure, I can pick. But every time I pick, you say I'm the moderator, and then I throw something out there, then you, oh my gosh, why'd you say that? Why'd we go on there? Why'd you bring that up?
But you didn't tell us we were supposed to come up with topics, like each of us come up with something. We brainstormed a few times, right?
Right. And what did we come up with? We had an interesting discussion today. I thought this is good because this is affecting people all over. If you get divorced, if you're single, I guess you don't even have to be divorced. If you're single, can you be in another relationship if you have kids? That was the discussion we had today.
What do you mean? Can you be in a relationship if you have kids? If you're single?
Right. Can you get... That's what we had. Wasn't that the discussion we had?
Kind of.
Yeah.
It was about kids, like blending kids.
But like, if you are a single person and you have kids from a previous relationship, would that be a deal breaker going into a new relationship?
No. Why would it be? Why would it be? Just because it's complicated?
Yes.
Everything's complicated.
My opinion on this one is, as much as you find it hard to believe, I know you will, I agree with you. I don't think it
he
is
does.
Hard.
He agrees with
I
you.
Agree with you. I think that that is not a deal breaker.
I mean, it's hard. It's gonna. It's hard. You're. It's gonna.
Just
be
because
hard.
I agreed with you, now you got to shake it up a little bit.
Not at. No. Oh my gosh.
You because you said that you've been in that situation.
I have been.
But you don't have your own kids.
Right,
so
and it made it easy for me.
If yeah, the person doesn't that. Have their own kids.
Because right. you
when
said...
When you're taking two sets with their own kids, I think it's more complicated.
But you said no guy could ever feel toward somebody else's kids like the parent does. And I don't think that's true, because if you don't have kids, you don't have that conflict. Because you're not trying to put your own kids first, and you're not showing any preferential treatment, and you don't have any ex... person who is involved in their life, so you don't have to split your interest in those kids.
I think there's so many factors that go into it.
Yeah,
like when you meet the kid, how old the kid is at the time.
You know, I don't know.
I mean, I would think, but that the younger the kid is, you would be more
but
attached.
But the problem was,
if you meet them when they're older.
But where this conversation came from was, you know. Relationships can never happen because this is always going to be an issue. And I said, no, that doesn't always have to be an issue.
Well, I think it's your choice whether you want to deal with it or not.
Maybe.
Right. No, I think, no, she's right. It would be your choice. But it, you think it would be a deal breaker?
Yes.
Michelle.
It would be hard.
Yeah.
If someone else had kids?
Oh, I like this.
No, not if someone else had kids. Like, I said it's hard to think about. Like, imagine someone actually liking my kids as much as I like my... Like, it's hard to think about someone right. living with someone where there's a really good chance they don't like your kids as much as you like your kids. They're never... You know what
well,
I
you're
mean?
The mom. No one's going to like right. your kids as much as you like your kids.
Right.
But people
that's
can still
point.
Be good to your kids. And that's
right.
all you really
but
need.
But that's still hard.
Right? You still just need someone who's going to, like, be good to your kids and be a
but
good person.
But if they have their own kids, 100% they're going to probably choose their own kids.
Well, why do they have to make a choice? I mean,
no,
the choice
I mean,
comes
if it came
to
down
it.
To it.
Well, of course.
That's hard.
Of course.
Like, that's hard to deal with.
But, it, I mean, it doesn't have to be, like, a choice. Like, they can still like your kids. As long as they're a positive influence on your kids, they're
oh, right.
a good person, right?
Yeah.
That's not what you were saying earlier, but
no,
okay.
I was just saying, I have a hard time, like, thinking about it in those terms. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
She knows what I mean.
No, I don't.
It's hard to think about.
It's hard to imagine anyway.
What, right. What's hard to imagine?
When you have kids with somebody and then someone, it's just weird to think about.
I think mine's different. I'm just, my kids are with me all the time, so they're, you know, they don't, like.
Well, nobody's making a judgment here. All we're saying is that if somebody wants to get in a relationship after a relationship has ended, I don't think kids being a part of it should be the deal breaker of I'm going to shut down to everybody else in the world because I have kids. That's
no,
all I'm saying.
I agree, yeah.
Well, no. Right. I'm just saying your kids are definitely a big factor in it, though, when they're
well, yeah,
younger.
The person's got to like your kids, right. But I'm not... But what would make you think that they wouldn't?
Right, that's true. Why would you think they wouldn't like your kids?
No, nothing against my kids.
No, I mean, like, your kids. I don't mean
no, I
your
said,
kid.
Like, it's hard to think of somebody... To have someone else live with you that doesn't, like, they don't
They don't
like
have
your...
another attachment to your kids otherwise.
Right.
Like, there's
like,
no
they don't
actual
like
attachment.
Your kids. Right. That's weird for me to think about.
I suppose so.
Right.
So, do you have that issue?
No.
Okay. Well, how did you get over it?
Get over what?
You never had that issue.
No.
It was never a worry.
That somebody wasn't going to like my kids?
Yeah.
Well, if they didn't like
that,
my kids,
that
then...
a person you were getting involved with who... was not the father of your kids, might not like them or be there for them as much as you would.
Well, of course they're not going to be there as much as, like, they're my kids.
Right, but is that a reason not to get involved with them? That's the question.
I don't know. I think you just, like, for me, I just have to make certain decisions on what's acceptable and what's not, right?
Well, I think I mean, everybody like, does. But is it a deal breaker? See, that's the
your
question.
Kids are always going to be your number one priority.
Well, it should
above
be. Absolutely.
All else. I mean, my kids are
100%.
Number one.
But should you say, if you're a single person who has kids, I am never going to be in another relationship because I have kids, no, and that's going to be a problem.
No, I don't think that's you should. What I don't.
Oh, there was another person standing there when this conversation was happening.
I don't think that it should be such a hard and fast. If you don't know, like, of course it would be hard for her to imagine that. That's not where she's at.
Well, these are all hypotheticals. Of I'm course, just saying.
So until you're in a position, I think it's hard to say.
How can you predict what you feel? I don't understand that. You know, I don't
I think she phrased it maybe like, I can't imagine, you know.
How do you know? You were not there. I was there.
I was just getting bullied by two people.
I guess no, that's not true at all. That's not. I didn't even start that conversation. Did I start that conversation?
I don't even know.
No. No, I just think it's an interesting topic because a lot of people have kids now, and there are a lot of divorces. And it's interesting because kids do play a factor. And I realize this because most of the people that I have dated in my life had kids.
Right. As we get older, the more people we date. You right. Know, if so, you're dating when you're older.
It never occurred to me that that was an issue.
But you don't have kids.
Right. But it never occurred to me with them that, I mean, obviously, if I said I hate your kids, I could see where it would have been an issue. But it never occurred to me that I couldn't. That I was being judged like because of the kids.
It's just, I don't even know how to explain it. I'm just saying, like, if you have kids and they have kids, mm-hmm. I can't explain.
But what if you like them? See, that's the problem. Obviously, you're not going to be around somebody you don't like. So you meet somebody, you like them, you go out on a couple
so
dates.
So what happens if you like the person, but their kid drives you crazy?
Like, well, you have like, 6 or 7 dates, and then you get out of there.
It's never right. It's never going to work. If
well,
you
you're
don't
gonna
like
you're
going
to have to figure that out. That would be for
but
you.
But it won't work. It's not fair towards them either. Like if you don't like their, you know what? If their kid drives you nuts,
well, you got to tell them.
But
that.
Yeah, right. Are you going to just say that your kid drives me crazy? You have to decide how much you can take and how much you can't.
Yeah. We don't like OPKs. Other people's kids.
No, it was funny because.
Oh, my Lord.
No, getting in these relationships over the years, I never understood. It would have never have occurred to me that the girl was thinking, because he doesn't have kids or because I have kids, that this might be a problem. Never occurred to me.
Why? Well, that's good. I mean, that's good that
it never did.
It occurs to me, though. It would occur to me. It did occur to me. Well, of course it did.
No.
But you don't have kids going into it. I think if I like having kids going into it and dating again, it's a huge concern.
What? Say that again.
Like having kids and like dating, you know, going into dating
right.
again. Like
you've done that.
Right. So that's a huge concern for you. It's not a concern because you don't have kids. So
no, I'm not saying it's a concern for me. I mean, I like the kids. I'm just saying what I don't understand is when it wouldn't occur to me that the other person who likes me is judging me on the basis of I don't like their kids as much as they do.
That'd be major.
No, if I hate their kids, yeah, but not that. Just I'm not their father, so I can't be their father. But I can like them.
I agree.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Scott, are you sweating?
That is a weird thing to think about.
It's a really hard topic, isn't it?
Not having kids, I would imagine, is really hard to.
No,
about.
It wasn't. It never was.
It's hard to think about for you, though. You
not
said
really.
You can't imagine someone judging you on the way you like their kids, but you don't have kids, so you can. I see that.
No, I can't. If you like me already, okay. If it's a girl and she likes me and we're already dating, the fact that I would be based upon just strictly that I'm not the father of her kids, because that's what we're not talking about. If I hate the kids, yeah, that's a big issue. If I'm telling her to put me first over the kids, yeah, that's a big issue. But just because I'm not the father of the kid, I'm being judged. I think that's strange.
Oh, no, I don't think that.
Well, that's where this conversation was.
Oh, what? You don't know. No, she doesn't know.
But that's true. Well, I mean, that's all I'm saying. That to me would have been unbelievable, because these kids that I was around. I still have a good relationship with them. You know, but they never called me dad or anything. I mean, we didn't have that type of relationship.
That's not necessary.
No. No.
No. See?
No, you don't want anything like that.
Scott, are you sweating more?
I just would not. That's.
What if they wanted to call you dad?
No.
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 See?
No.
See?
No. There is my deal breaker.
So
that's when
you didn't like
the
kids well enough to let them call you dad.
No, because they had a dad, and I know that if I was a dad, I probably wouldn't like that.
I mean, there's lots of. I don't
Why
know.
Start a fight where there doesn't have to be one?
No, I don't disagree with that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't need anybody calling me dad.
I think, like, though, kids that I do know, I have friends that, I mean, she was around, long story, but from almost the beginning of this little girl's life, and I mean, she definitely called her mom and her mom, mom. Mm-hmm. Like, both of them, mom.
Well, I had that. I mean, right. I had that.
I mean, so it depends on the situation.
I'm fine with the age of the kids.
My ex-husband's daughter still calls me mom.
But I would... Right. As long as the child knows who the mother is and who the mother is not.
And her mom was totally fine with it. It wasn't a secret. I mean, it wasn't weird.
Listen, it's everybody. It's subjective. Right. I'm just saying, for me, that would not work.
And it was super uncomfortable in the beginning. I'm not going to lie.
There you go.
It was. And I even had a conversation with her mom. I'm like, this is super uncomfortable. She's like, it's fine.
Yeah. But see, to me, it was weird. If the father...
She was small.
She was four.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just strange to me. But that's okay. Because everybody... The different opinions make the world go round.
Mm-hmm.
Something and that's like kind of... That. Well, see, that's where we all kind of disagree on that one. And maybe that's because of the perspective of where everybody is.
Well, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But I do think that it is a mistake to say you can't ever be around somebody else in your life if you really like them. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I think that'd be a mistake too.
If kids are in the picture. That's all. Mother, father, whatever. It's not like they're never going to see the father again, for goodness sakes. They're going to see the father. They know who their father is. This is just somebody else coming into the picture who likes the mother, who maybe treats the mother well, mm-hmm. and has a good time.
And has a good time.
Right. Because I have been in this position, and it's not an awful position.
And it's very important for kids to see their parents happy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Better than miserable.
Absolutely.
Now, we still have got 15 minutes left here.
Yes. Why are you pointing at me?
Well, because that was a good topic, because I think that's an important one that people really have to take heed of. Mm-hmm. Now, based upon the 13 minutes we have left, I think this is interesting. What makes a good... Because this is the topic we're on now. And Valentine's Day is coming up.
Oh, gosh.
What's 7 days away now from the taping of this?
Yeah.
Yeah, seven days away. What makes a good life partner?
Oh, gosh.
What are the qualities that make a good life partner? For those people listening who maybe are not together with anybody, who maybe are with the wrong person.
You literally are asking me for advice on this one?
Well, I assume we have to hear the bad advice before we can hear the good.
Right. I mean, let's just... Maybe I should Google that, too.
Because let me ask you this, because this is an honest question. You're three men.
Oh, my God. Like, jeez. Can we not?
All right, so I'm going to ask you this. You're three men.
I quit the podcast.
We're
storming out now.
No, was that bad?
No, I just threw my headphones down. I'm running out of here.
You're three men.
Like, seriously. It's like, we need to not be on live air. Like, honestly.
Hey, listen. I'm just asking.
No one's listening to this.
You're three men. Did they ever have a similar trait? Is there one trait that goes through all of them?
No, honestly, they're super different. They're super different.
Okay.
Actually,
that was it.
Yeah.
Sheesh. Okay, that's it.
No, really? That's what you were going for?
That's what
for
I was
right
going
to
ask.
Oh, boy.
What's the common link between the three of them?
I just wanted to, because you're the only commonality in those three men, is you. So... When you chose them, because you have to have some choosing skills here.
Maybe they chose me. I don't know.
Well, what would be the common link that because there has to be something. They can't all be night and day.
They're really very different.
Okay.
I mean, my first husband was like the high school sweetheart, you know, kind of thing.
I'm saying, do they have common traits?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't think there's anything
outgoing.
Similar.
Outgoing. No. Smart. Go ahead and say no. That's right.
Well, I mean, like, okay.
Yeah, that's
moving on.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I mean, the like,
witty.
Witty?
Witty?
Sarcastic?
No, they're not witty. I mean, what?
Like the travel? Do they have any similarity?
Why do you like
the three of them? Like, I was like going off the first two. I thought you were like talking about like what, you know.
Why are we not talking
about? You said bad advice. Like, what went wrong?
No, I did not say that. I said.
You have to go through the bad advice first.
What common trait, good trait that made you want to be with these people ran through all three?
I don't know.
Okay, that was the question.
I don't know if I boil it down like that.
Well, think it over and we'll come back to you.
Ugh.
For final Jeopardy.
Ugh.
Michelle, what makes a good mate for somebody who's been with a mate for 15 years?
A mate.
20 years.
Oh, boy. I would say communication.
Mm-hmm. That's number one.
That definitely needs to be
someone
number one.
Someone you can talk with and...
Talk about what, though? Because anything. People like to talk... Right. Like, some people like to talk about sports. Some people like to talk about books.
Anything
some people
they want. Because even if it's not important to you necessarily, if it's important to them, it's somewhat important to you because it's important to them.
There you go. That's good.
Yeah.
So have you come to the defining trait that runs through all three?
No.
What it makes a good guy for you? There, I'll boil it down.
I don't know. Just someone I can, someone I can talk to, laugh with, have a good time with. I don't know what, I don't know.
So that's a common thread that ran through all three at one point.
Well, sure, at one point. I mean, but like that's a generic trait. I thought you were looking like for something that, you know, I can say like as a type or
like
something.
What, they all like Lucky Charms cereal? I don't know
like
what you're talking about.
Like a type or something. Like when you say who's your type or something, like I don't know.
Do you have a type?
No, obviously not. I think they're very different.
Okay. Do you have a type?
Gosh, I've been married a really long time. Probably.
You do?
I probably had a type.
Well, it's interesting because these topics are things people don't discuss, and this is good to discuss them because this will help people. That's the point.
This will help people?
Sure.
Discussing what the common trait is with the three men that I've married.
Well, yeah, because...
Well, I think thinking what's important to them and it's important to you is important.
Well, because I know when people are
that's
young...
That's a good piece of advice.
Well, listen, yeah. When people are young, what's important is not exactly what's important midlife is not exactly important when you're old.
That's 100% true.
Yeah. Well,
that's why things don't work out.
There's a lot of things, though, I don't know, you can think is silly that your spouse is doing, but you can see it's clearly not to them, so you need to support it. Because that's supporting them.
You have to support them. I always thought that was an important
one. You need
one.
To support them.
Yes. Even if you think they're totally wrong, don't tell them that.
And, mm-hmm. Right. And there have been times, I'm sure, I've been 19 years now, so definitely where I look back and I'm like, oops, I probably shouldn't have been like, not supportive of that. Like, I should have probably been like, hold your tongue.
Supportive is a big deal.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
Now, have you always been supportive?
Sure. I mean, in what way? Supportive of what?
I mean, well, everybody has a different love language.
What? A love language?
Have
what
you
is
ever
that?
Read the five love languages?
I have not. No.
What is that? Boy.
There's love languages. Everybody has a different love language.
Like what's a love ones. Language?
There's like affirmation.
Oh, okay.
Physical.
Right. That's when people are really young.
Mm-hmm.
No, no. Listen.
There's the person that wants the do for the other person, like get you this, do that.
Like a nurse?
No. Like buys you. They're like does things for you, like. Gets the car washed or
that's how they show
in their actions.
I like that one. What's that language?
Yeah, that's what Scott's language is on a daily basis. If you give me stuff, I love you.
Yeah.
What is that?
That's it. I like that
one.
Let
me look them up.
That's called needy. It's called needy, high maintenance.
That people want quality time.
Quality time.
That's one.
Sure.
Quality time people. Right. And then there's people that want presents, gifts.
Yeah.
That's you.
No. I like to give gifts.
What?
Yeah, I'm a big gifter.
Nah. No, that's not even true.
Well,
you are so high maintenance. It's like, maybe it's not gifts, it's just food.
Is it?
Okay.
Food and drink.
It's words of affirmation, acts of service. That's like when you go wash my car or
bring
all right. Like that kind of thing. What's an acts of service?
Acts of serving.
That's my love language.
That is his
acts
love language for sure.
Quality Perfect. Time.
What can you do for me?
And physical touch. Those are people's five love languages.
So
have
what
you
if
ever
you,
read this book? I
so,
have.
So if you don't have the same love language as somebody else, are you in trouble?
That's the problem. A lot of people don't recognize that people have like one to two more prominent love languages than the other, like say three, because there's five. So if you're not doing that, the person feels neglected. My husband gives off like he doesn't. It's fine, like it's good. But I think he likes when you say thank you, like you know. But I never was. I would thank them, but not be like, oh, thanks for doing that. I really appreciate it. Like, I wouldn't come out and say that completely. But
now, see, if somebody did this acts of service, I would overlook the other four.
Like, the acts of service, like, he could care less if I do anything for
him.
That's what I mean. Like, he's very independent in that perspective.
Like, well, independence, okay.
Like, if I'm like, do you need anything? Do you need me to go to the store? Like, no. But I think he likes thank yous.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Know,
like everybody.
So what's your love language?
I would say I definitely like quality time.
Quality time.
That's a big one.
Okay, so you're quality time, and I'm acts of service. What are you?
I think quality time as well.
I think you like receiving gifts, too.
Yeah, that's acts of service, right?
Receiving gifts and acts of service is two different
things.
Well,
what's the difference?
Like, gifts is people just buying you stuff.
Oh, put that down. That's a language?
There's two of your five love languages.
Like, I think acts of service is like if you...
Who needs the rest when you have those two?
You know, like you say something's broken and then the person fixes it. Like, that's their... I mean, they fix it for you. That's kind of like one of the acts of service.
Oh, so it's actually...
Like, it's like they're doing stuff for you.
I don't think it means you have to do anything, Scott.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm okay with
it. Right, right,
right. Like, yeah. I know people that... I definitely know a couple people that receiving gifts is their love language.
But what's wrong with that?
No, it's not. I used to be why do they need...
I think there's a lot wrong with that.
I honestly, though, used to be like, why do they need a gift? Like, I don't understand. But that's their love language. That's how they...
They're thirsty.
That's how you could literally tell this person that I know, like, I love you. I think you're great. But if you don't buy them a gift, they don't think you care.
Oh, that's not me. No, that's wrong then. I just like free stuff.
So yours is probably acts of service.
Probably. Not because, getting gifts. Yeah, I don't care about the gifts. I like gifts, but I...
But their feelings are really hurt if you wouldn't get them a gift. Like, it's how they...
Oh, no, they like to get things. My feelings
like me, I could care less if I get a gift. I don't care.
No, I don't care about the gifts.
I'm like listening to this, Scott. I'm just not sure about that.
I'm a quality time person.
I would do quality time too, but
I like a hug. Like, I'm a physical touch. Oh. Physical touch is one, and I definitely...
We know Scott's not physical touch.
No.
But do you like when people say thank you, and like, I appreciate it. Hey, thanks for the hard work. I really appreciate that today.
Sure.
It would really just be like, bring me a donut.
So that's not number one for you then.
What?
That's not number one for you then.
Say thank you.
Words of affirmation. You don't need people to be like...
No.
I don't either.
I'm affirmed myself.
I don't need someone to be like, oh, thanks.
No, I think I'm great already. I don't need somebody to tell me it.
Right. I don't need words of affirmation either.
So who needs that?
I don't know.
So I don't know. I think those are all a little bit baloney, but I think that
And this... Yeah, this is coming from Scott.
No, I just think when you're a younger person... there are certain things that matter a lot more when you're younger than when you're older, and that's the point.
I would agree with that. I think your needs change over time, for sure.
You don't think so?
No, they do.
Listen, I know a lot of people who got married for reasons they should not have gotten married when they were young. Mm-hmm. And I think if they had met the person when they were 40, it would not have happened.
Do you actually know the reason to get married?
Yes.
Because...
Yes. Yes. No.
What would be your reason for getting married?
That's interesting. Yes. Yes. As soon
what would
as
be my marriage? For them not getting married?
No. What's your reason
your
for
reasons
getting married?
For getting married. Because you just said many reasons for not getting married.
I haven't come across it yet. No, I don't like the idea of marriage. Marriage to me, ooh, no. Ooh, God, no. No, there's something wrong with it. It's just, you know what it is? I don't understand it because what's the purpose? If I'm going to live with you, if I'm going to be around you, why do I have to marry you? I want you to be able to walk out anytime because that makes me feel that you really want to be there when you're there. So you don't have to say anything. You don't have to buy me any gifts. But let's not go get paperwork done and have to, you know, hire lawyers. So that's fine.
I think a lot of young... I don't know. I think a lot of people don't get married as much as they used to now. Like, they live together longer. Yeah,
Go ahead. We got 2 minutes. Go ahead. Damn. Lay it in.
What
is wrong with just living with...
I really don't think there's anything wrong with it. I'm not disagreeing with
you. The person could leave you at any time, and now there's no paperwork, and there's no fighting, and there's nothing to it. I can walk out that door anytime, but I don't. See, to me, that's much more meaningful. This whole idea, I got to wear a ring, I got to get a tuxedo, I got to go on a honeymoon, I got to be paperwork driven with you. No, who needs that?
Paperwork driven? That doesn't really drive your marriage.
What's the difference between a marriage and a relationship?
Nothing. I'm not saying
there is, though.
Taxes.
Taxes. And who's going to pull your plug?
And that's all you really need at the end of the day.
Who do you want to be there?
Yep.
That person. I mean, you have to find who that person, those guys, right?
Making those decisions.
I don't think that. It just seems. If you people want to get married, great. It's just not for me.
But you have to find someone to pull your plug.
I'm sure there'll be a lot of people who would be glad to pull my plug.
Sign me up.
There you go.
There you go.
So this has been fun, and we're going to do this once a week.
That's subjective.
That's subjective. And it went just,
we're all three sweating a little bit, so if that indicates any sort of fun.
You know, you guys wanted to get personal. I don't know what that was all
about.
We
actually said call that. In on Monday if you actually listen to this.
Yes. Oh, there'll be feedback. But this,
before we went on air, we did say, let's not get personal, right?
Who got personal? You tried to personalize me.
Really, Scott, with the mediator?
Moderator, not mediator. It's not like I was refereeing a fight. It's a moderator. Oh, no. Gee whiz. Well, is that what you heard me say? I'm the mediator.
Yes. That's.
Oh, anyway, you can listen to this once a week.
I'm not even going to make a comment on that.
Can listen once a week, an hour, to this Paper Rings podcast. What's going to be the topic next week? I'm sure you obviously don't want me to pick the things anymore.
Oh,
it'll be close to Valentine's Day.
Topics.
We got the big office party coming up next Thursday night.
Yeah, right. How are we going to be on air on Friday and then have a podcast? We don't have that much to talk about.
We blew right through this.
I know. I'm kidding.
We have so much to talk about.
I know. We talk about.
Well, here's the real. I think maybe we should end on this because this is important. Why does this? Because we really didn't know each other like 5 months ago.
Mm-mm. No.
None of us.
Nope.
And Michelle and I knew.
Okay, right. I was the outcast.
But we didn't like.
We went to college together, but yeah. I think we're both shy.
So you didn't talk to each other?
We didn't. Not really.
Not like deep conversation, no.
So the point is, I was making is the same. Nobody was friends. Nobody was hanging out with each other. Nobody was doing that. And here we are. We just met, what, October something? Beginning of October?
14th.
October 14th. And here we are. That's less than 4 months later, 5 months later.
Wow.
So why does it work? This little... Because you would think it wouldn't, because we're all so different.
But we were honest with each other from day one.
Yeah, I told you I didn't like you from day one.
Was it
honesty? Was that it?
I think I don't know what made us so comfortable to be honest with each other from the start, but I think that was a big part of it, right?
It was the little closet room where
it's weird.
Office that we have.
It's very weird because there never was a moment of awkwardness, yet nobody knew each other.
Right.
That was very strange.
That is weird.
It is weird, and I don't know what caused that, but that's how we got here.
It's fun. Right? It's a fun group.
It is a fun group.
We knew that from the beginning.
I don't think I did, but over time, I've become adapted. I adapt over time. Now, again, YouTube, Paper Rings, search it, and it'll be an hour every week, and it'll be tantalizing conversation just like this, and I'll serve as the mediator every week.
Or the moderator.
Or the moderator. The mediator. Whichever it is. Mediator, moderator, tomato, tomato. So we got to have a catchy goodbye. What's the goodbye?
No boring music.
Are you going to sing or something?
No.
Go ahead, sing. Sing a little.
I don't sing.
I don't sing either.
What's it like? You know, we need like a goodbye, like good night and good luck, and that's the way it is. Take a little time and enjoy the view. What's our goodbye?
Oh, we don't have one.
We don't have one.
Well, we got to have one. This is episode one.
Oh.
Get your ring appraised. What's a good goodbye? You got to have it like Carol Burnett used to sing and tug her ear. And what are we going to do?
Ellen says be kind.
There's a lot of famous goodbyes.
We didn't plan this.
We can't get out if we don't have a goodbye.
We didn't think about this.
Somebody's got to say goodbye.
How ill-planned.
Yeah, I understand that.
I got to go to dinner. Like I said.
Well, somebody just say goodbye. Somebody give the big goodbye.
Give the big goodbye.
What's a big goodbye?
Do like the Porky Pig.
Ew, what?
You know, bada 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 bada. Do that.
You just did it.
No, I didn't go all the way.
What? Like, that's all, folks.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully by next week, we'll have a goodbye.
We'll have a better goodbye.
We'll come up with a goodbye. All right. That's all. Enjoy.
time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can